Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Just like our physical health, we need to care for our emotional and mental health as well. That's where this guy steps in, Myra Steepers. We call him our personal trainer for the mind. What tips do you have this week?
This is about multitasking, and it's about multitasking in general. But I read an article recently, Scientific American reported a study where they looked at conversations in the car, and that can be on the phone or with another person, and driving ability. Now, we all know that we shouldn't drive and speak on the mobile phone at the same time. It's a no-brainer, but Scientific American actually found that the impact on that goes both ways. So not only is our driving ability impaired by speaking on a phone, but also our ability to listen to conversations is impaired as well. So we're not actually taking in that information in the same way that we would be if we weren't doing two things at once. And this leads me more to kind of the idea of multitasking. It's something that we do all the time. There's an ad I saw recently where a young man sitting down with a newspaper, his breakfast, his phone, and an MP3 player all at the same time. And recent research, again reported by Scientific American, suggests that he's doing none of them to the best of his ability. And what the most recent research suggests is that actually our brains don't have the ability to multitask. What they actually do is we do a number of tasks at we might think we're doing a number of tasks at the same time. What we're actually doing is spreading our time between each individual task. So when we focus on one thing, that's what we're focused on. When we then shift our attention, we focus on another thing. The net result of all of this is that overall, the more tasks we're actually trying to complete, the ability to do them goes down and we have more things on our plate. Now, this is a multitasking world, so this is really, really important. And the good bit of advice to take from this for our listeners, one of the mind games tip would be to have less things to do and focus as much attention as possible on each individual thing, see it through to completion and then shift to a new one, because that's what your brain's doing anyway. But if you give it the chance to do it in its entirety rather than continually flit and shift between one thing and another, you're going to get a lot better results.